This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. A man is facing criminal charges for allegedly trying to break accused killer Luigi Mangione out of a New York jail on Wednesday. Mark Anderson, 35, of Mankato, Minnesota, reportedly identified himself as an FBI agent at Metropolitan Detention Center's intake area, telling officers that he had paperwork signed by a judge which ordered Mangione's release. Anderson, who claimed to have weapons in his possession, presented a Minnesota driver's license after being asked to present his credentials. Jail employees who checked Anderson's backpack reportedly found a barbecue fork and a round steel blade resembling a pizza cutter. An FBI agent wrote in an affidavit, "I have reviewed those papers in Anderson's possession, and they appear to be related to filing claims against the United States Department of Justice." A law enforcement source says that Anderson was in New York for a job prospect, which did not work out. The source also said Anderson had been working at a pizzeria. At his first court appearance yesterday, Anderson appeared unconcerned about the charges against him, flashing spectators a peace sign on his way into the courtroom. Anderson's lawyer argued he's mentally ill and should be released to a hospital, but the judge ordered Anderson be held without bail, meaning he'll soon be joining Mangione at the very complex he tried to break him out of. Judge Taryn Merkel called Anderson a flight risk, citing several arrests in the Bronx in recent months involving carrying illegal weapons. Anderson pled not guilty to charges of impersonating an FBI agent. More crime and justice news after this. Newly released court documents provide details about a fatal shooting earlier this month involving underage patrons to a popular University of Kansas bar. Aiden Sullivan Knowles, 18, was killed in the shooting at the Jayhawk Cafe, also known as The Hawk, and 16-year-old Brady Clark was critically injured. Two 18-year-olds, Caden Clem and Datron Daniel Strickland, have been charged in the January 17th shooting. Knowles' father says that his son was in the wrong place at the wrong time and was not a student at the university. It's not clear if Clem or Daniel Strickland are students. According to an affidavit, the victims and the suspects were part of two groups of people who met up at the bar that night and reportedly got along with no issues. Two witnesses who had been with Clark and Knowles told police they left at one point during the night and walked to a nearby bar. When they returned, however, they were denied entry back into the Hawk. As they were getting into their car to leave, they said they saw Clark, Knowles, the other person in their initial group, and some others fighting the bar staff, so they got out to help. Another group, including Daniel Strickland, were also arguing with staff and demanding the return of a cell phone. When the cell phone was handed over, they started to walk away. Shortly after that, Clem, who was outside the bar, pulled out a semi-automatic handgun and fired several shots into the air. Immediately after those shots were fired, Daniel Strickland pulled out a semi-automatic handgun and fired several rounds at the entrance, striking Clark and Knowles. Police were called to the scene at about 2 a.m. They found Knowles dead and Clark critically injured. A search of the nearby area located Clem, Daniel Strickland, and two others in an alley a few blocks away. They were taken in for questioning, while back at the scene, the witnesses who had been with the victims spoke with police. Clem told officers that he was just in the area and saw people running, but didn't hear any gunshots, did not have a weapon, and certainly didn't fire any guns. He also said he was not involved in the disturbance just prior to the shooting. Daniel Strickland told police that at closing time, he saw the altercation between a group of men and the door guys, and then heard gunshots, which frightened him, so he pulled out his gun and fired toward a wall next to the front door. He said he did not fire at anyone and denied seeing anyone in front of the bar when he opened fire. The court documents further describe surveillance video from the bar, which showed Clem, Daniel Strickland, and two others sneaking into the bar through a side entrance at about 11 p.m. At about 1:45 a.m., bar staff told them to leave. The group shows Clem and his two friends get into a fight with the staff, including Clem pulling out his gun and holding it to his side. Eventually, staff forced the group outside. At one point, Clem pointed his gun at a bouncer's head, but eventually went outside, pulled up his hood, and fired several shots into the air. Then Daniel Strickland pulled out his gun and shot at the Knowles Clark group before fleeing the scene. Police eventually found two handguns believed to be used in the shooting several blocks away, one beneath a car in a parking garage and another on top of a heating and air conditioning unit by a university residence hall. Clem has been charged with one count of first-degree murder and two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Daniel Strickland is charged with second-degree murder and two counts of attempted second-degree murder. Daniel Strickland's attorney has asked for an immunity hearing in the case, although prosecutors have expressed skepticism about his claims to have been firing in self-defense. Detectives say during his initial interview, he said that it was a good thing he caught a body. Both defendants are due in court for a preliminary hearing on February 10th. Nebraska authorities are looking for a woman who vanished earlier this month and is considered endangered. Hannah Neville, 26, who was last seen in Stromsburg on January 15th, was reportedly on her way to see her boyfriend in Lincoln. Police said Neville's boyfriend is considered a person of interest, not a suspect. Neville is currently 32 weeks pregnant. A day after her disappearance, her car was found on fire in Lancaster County. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. Neville is described as 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 130 pounds, and having brown hair and green eyes. Anyone with information regarding her whereabouts should call Polk County Sheriff's Office Dispatch at 402-747-2231. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.